The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this last day of January 2014, January 31st. Can you believe that? A month ago it was New Year's Eve, and here we are getting ready to go into the seventh month of the year. We've got two guests today. Let's start, first of all, with my friend Valerie Chafin, Second Chance. Good to have you here, Valerie. And you're here today because you want to remind people how important foster parenting is, right?
It is, exactly.
For our four-legged friends.
For our four-legged friends. Well, some two-legged, but we're handling four-legged ones.
Yeah, but you're talking about the pets today.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead.
We can't save animals without foster homes. It's that simple. You go right to the core of it. We rescue animals from the Humane Society, from the public, from other shelters, other rescues throughout central Missouri. But we have to have a place to put these dogs.
So they're not... The majority of your pets are not kept in a shelter at Second Chance, are they?
No, they are. About 80% of our cats live in our facility out near Boonville. About 20% of our cats are in foster homes. But all of our dogs, 100% of our dogs, are in foster care. So if we don't have more foster homes, we can't rescue more dogs.
So what happens? Have you ever been in that situation where you want to rescue a dog, but you can't take the dog because you've got no place to put it?
All the time. All the time. There is a bigger need than there is our resource, and we want to grow our resource. And that simple. So if we have more fosters, we can rescue more dogs. And it's real easy to be a foster. All you have to do is have a living situation that will accommodate a dog, whatever size dog, and a willingness to bring the dog to events and to the vet whenever it gets sick. We provide the food, the veterinary care, a bed if necessary, toys, chews, anything the dog and our cat might need. We'll provide everything. You provide the loving home to make sure the dog feels trusted again.
Do you find that some people who have been foster parents, they don't want to give that pet up then?
That happens sometimes.
And that's what you're hoping will happen too, isn't
sometimes,
it?
Sometimes, yeah. But we also like those angels out in our community that foster over and over and over again, that they open their homes to animals they don't know, that they're trusting us to put in an animal in there that can probably fit reasonably for a temporary time. And then after that temporary time, when its forever home is located, the dog moves out and they go do it again. And they do it over and over again. And we cannot thank those folks enough.
If people want to be a part of fostering, what do they need to do? And then how do you verify that it's going to work?
Well, if they want to foster for us, they need to contact us on our website, columbiasecondchance.org. There is a Hotmail account on the website that they can simply send us an email and we will get back in touch with you.
Okay, so it's columbiasecondchance.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to foster, just contact Second Chance there, and then you will get back with them and finalize everything.
And we will check out your living situation. We'll check out what you want, how you want to help us in fostering.
So do you go to the house?
Yes, we check out the house, and we interview everybody who's living in the house. This needs to be a family decision, unless the family is one person, but it needs to be a whole family decision. We want to see what other animals are in the house. Just because you have animals doesn't prohibit you from fostering with us. We just need to be aware of everything that's in the house,
okay,
or the apartment or the trailer or whatever you're living
okay
in. And we have a foster program at Stevens College, so it's also a student activity. So students at Stevens can also foster for us, too. But,
okay,
yeah, we check it out.
Give the website again.
ColumbiaSecondChance.org.
www.ColumbiaSecondChance.org. Valerie Chafin, thank you so much for coming
Paul
by. All right. I hope you get a lot of hits on that website.
Me, too.
Now we turn to Emily Crawford. And actually, Emily, you're friends with Valerie, aren't you? You've adopted from Second Chance.
I have adopted two cats from Second Chance, and Valerie's also been very supportive of my book as well.
The book is God is Talking, How a Green Iguana Taught Me to Listen.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you're going to have to explain this.
Yes, absolutely. Well, when I first began writing, I really was writing to try to address some of the misconceptions that are out there about non-traditional pets like the green iguana.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a green iguana as a pet?
Yes, I did have a green iguana as a pet, Sammy, and she taught us that cold-blooded is not synonymous with cold-hearted. But as the writing progressed, I realized that she actually taught me a lot more than that. She was very much present during some very dark, difficult times in my life, and in a lot of ways really saved my life. And that's what I write about in this book.
She was aware that you were going through...
Yes, absolutely. Yes. She was aware and present.
Animals have that ability to pick up. When you were attached to an animal and an animal is attached to you, mm-hmm. I firmly believe they have the ability to pick up what's going on in your life
Absolutely. And
know how to make it better for you.
Yes.
And Sammy, your iguana did that.
She most certainly did. And she taught me a lot of very unexpected life lessons at a time when I really needed to hear them. I firmly believe that she came here with a message for us humans, and I'm very excited to share that message.
So this is all in your book.
Yes.
So God is talking through Sammy, your green iguana.
Absolutely.
What inspired you? What made you decide that you needed to write this book?
Well, I think I began to realize that Sammy is really an ambassador and an angel, and that God really comes to us through our animals mm-hmm. and through people and animals that are present in our lives. And she came with a purpose and a message to share.
You've got in the appendix 25 reasons why I love my Sammy. So yes. Sammy is not with you.
Sammy is no longer with us, sadly. But there are some interesting things that happened around the time of her passing that cannot be explained by coincidence alone, which I also address in the book.
I believe you.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, I believe you. The book is available where?
The book is available through inspiringvoices.com. That is the publisher's Inspiring Voices. the book is also available through Amazon and through Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And in addition, I have two events coming up where if people want a signed copy of the book, they can also
where
come
the events?
To me. The first of those events is on Sunday, February 9th at 6 o'clock. That's at the Missouri United Methodist Church downtown.
That'll be next Sunday, 6 o'clock, February 9th.
And that's
the next
right.
one?
And the next one is at Second Chance on Saturday, February 14th, between 1 and 4.
And how perfect. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes,
it's
perfect.
Valentine's Day. All right. The book is called God is Talking, How a Green Iguana Taught Me to Listen by Emily Crawford, PhD. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you
for
so
coming
much
by
for
here.
Having me.
It was our pleasure. Let's see. Tomorrow, Monday, River City Habitat for Humanity and Hickman High School Theater. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Casey Morrell, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser.